Fighters, today I want to talk about what it means to create value. There are many things that we say as contractors where we're just running our mouth and we're hoping that the customer acknowledges the things that we think are valuable to them. And today I'm going to talk to you simply about how to know 100% of the time if somebody sees value in you and your company. Let's do this. All right, my friends, listen, we all love to run our mouths and brag about our businesses and tell people all the reasons why they should buy from us. And in the sales world, you will hear all the time, don't compete on price, compete on value. And then what do? We start listing off all the things that we think are important to the prospect. And sometimes they are, and sometimes they are not. You know, it's easy to talk about how many years we've been in business and the awards that we won from the local chamber of commerce and we're the business of the year. And it's easy to talk about how we won't leave a mess and we're going to be on time when we finish the job. And we can list off probably dozens of reasons why we think somebody should hire our company. Now, if you think it's value and the prospect doesn't, then it's not value. All right. And that's why I wanted to do this short video here today and spell out what value really means. See, value as it's important to the client or the prospect. All right. When you communicate value that means something to them, and I'm going to get to that in a second, you're going to differentiate yourself. You're going to be saying some things that resonate with things that are important to them. You are going to help them justify paying more money to hire you versus your competitors. When you connect with this value, they are also, you're going to reduce or eliminate what's called buyer's remorse. A lot of times people will sign a contract, it's more money, and then a few days or weeks go by and then they cancel a project on you because buyer's remorse is kicked in. Okay. And when you also communicate value to them, your profits are going to go up. You're going to have better referrals. There's so many benefits here to really locking in to what value means. Now, when you are not communicating value to them as they see it, you are just going to be competing on lowest price and deal with more objections in the sales process, and you're going to work way harder than you need to. So I'm going to give you a tip here that we teach in our Battleground program that really is the holy grail of how to find value. Guys, it's step one in our pre-qualification process called the Shinfu, and step one is the motive, all right? When done correctly, this is all handled. You will know what their value is. Instead of you barfing out all the reasons why somebody should hire you, like most salespeople do, all right? When you can dig into their motive, they're going to offer it up to you, and you take some notes, and you will contract and sell the project around those things. When it is about them and their value, okay, all those things are going to come to the surface and selling is much easier. Now, recently here in the contractor fight, our CEO, Neil, booked a sales call with a marketing company because we were looking to invest in a marketing company for something that we want to do in the fight. And the guy had a 70-slide Google presentation. Okay. And Neil basically told the guy, I'm not going to hire your company because I think you're a douchebag. Okay. I don't know if Neil used those exact words, but he said, you did not ask me one question. You did not ask me why we want to do this. You did nothing to uncover my motive. All it was 70 slides of how amazing you are and all the things that you think are important, which were all rooted in assumptions. All right. So I'm going to tell you right now, if you're going into prospects' homes and you're pulling out some big presentation thing and you're boring people to death, talking about things that they may or may not give a shit about. All right. You are wasting a ton of time in the sales process and you're pissing people off. How often do you waste your time with people who are never going to be your customer? You spend time on site, you bond, they give you a donut, they're saying all the right things. and you think you've got this job in the bag. And then you send them your numbers and they ghost you or they blow you off. Or they tell you you're too expensive. You fill in the blank. If you're sick of that and you want to learn how to spot a tire kicker from 10 miles away, go to thecontractorfight.com/cheap and download our guide to spotting cheap prospects. It's an amazing resource to help you protect your time and make sure that you only spend time with people who are going to be your customer. Head to thecontractorfight.com/cheap today. All right. So the motive, guys, the motive is simply this. People buy for their reasons, not your reasons. That's it. Why does somebody want to buy? What's important to them when they're choosing a contractor to work with? What are the things that they need to hear or see or not see that will make them connect with you and trust you more than your competitors? All right. And this is simply done by just asking good open-ended questions. This is done by you asking a question and then shutting your mouth and letting them answer and then peel it back a little more. So I'm going to give you one little example here and you could do what you want with this. All right. So for instance, I might ask somebody, hey, Joe, you know, when you hire a painter to come in and paint your house and the job is done and they're pulling away, see, I'm painting a picture. How are you going to know that you hired the right company? And then you shut your mouth. And they might say things like, well, obviously we want a good job and we want things done on time and I don't want a mess. They're going to start offering things. This is where most people pounce on things. They go, well, we never leave a mess and we always communicate and we always finish on time. See, you're barfing again. Okay. Barfing is never good in the sales process. Let them keep talking, take some notes. Then you're going to recap it. You know, a couple times there, you touched on you, it's important to you that the contractor's on time. Can you tell me more about that? Or it sounds like you might've had issues with that in the past. Is that the case here? See, it's another open-ended question to get them talking. And many times what you will find the root of truly what value is to them just by asking good questions, shutting your mouth, peeling back what they say to you and asking another question, and you repeat until you truly know what the most important value is to them when they hire a contractor. So listen, slow down in the sales process, okay? You will find their value not by making assumptions, but by asking questions and truly understanding their motive. And this is where that connection with another human being comes into play. And you will be blown away by the profits that you are generating in your business, the number of high quality referrals that you have, the repeat business will be off the chart, all because you simply didn't make assumptions about what you think are valuable to them. I'm out.